This report deals with all types of domestic violence, physical abuse, economic abuse, emotional abuse. But what we hear from the women who come to us for services is that the most common type of domestic violence they're facing is physical.
I see here Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Ivory Coast. These are three countries that came out of war. Is this domestic violence specific to countries coming out of war, or this is for all countries in West Africa?
It is not specific to countries coming out of war. I think domestic violence is a pervasive problem in about any country you go to. I think what conflict does, though, is increase women's vulnerability to violence, and that includes domestic violence.
Liberia has a female president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Did you find anything by talking to these women, whether the government has taken steps to deal with this domestic violence?
Actually, we were able to meet with President Johnson Sirleaf while we were in Liberia, and I think one of the things that was very positive is the support that we heard the government talk about giving to this issue, and they definitely saw domestic violence as a serious problem in Liberia.
So what would you like to come out of this report?
What we'd like to see is that domestic violence is recognized as a humanitarian issue standing in the way of women's empowerment in a region in West Africa where leadership, women's leadership, is so desperately needed.
You mentioned that Sierra Leone passed a law in 2007 criminalizing domestic violence. Yet, has this now helped at all?
You know, I think it has helped in terms of, Sierra Leone recognizing that abusing women in their homes is actually a crime. So that has helped. I think what is going to help even more is making sure that that law is applied uniformly so that the police are able to take action, that women feel comfortable going to the police, and that all aspects of the law are fully implemented.
You say you were encouraged by your meeting with President Sirleaf, but yet you say here that the government has not passed domestic violence law?
It has not. And I think one of our clear recommendations for Liberia is for them to pass legislation that would criminalize domestic violence. And I think that is something that the Liberian government seemed very open to considering.
Heidi, but let's say here also that some of these things have to do with culture. Did you take that into account when you did your study?
I think domestic violence is pervasive everywhere, and I think oftentimes we say it's a matter of culture, but the fact that domestic violence is so common in practically every country that you go to speaks to the root cause of domestic violence, which is the subordinate status of women.
Again, in research, we like to find out, what's the basis of your data? How many women, who did you talk to, please?
Sure. IRC has been in West Africa for 10 years in those countries, and our data comes from three sources. It comes from service delivery statistics, so women coming into us for health or counseling support. It comes from prevalence data that we have from Cote d'Ivoire, and it comes from qualitative research where we went out and listened to the voices of women and asked them, what do they think should be done about this issue?